poll, 90% of evangelicals support Donald Trump's re-election. By Michael Patrick Leahy on July 13, 2020. 90% of evangelical Christian voters support the re-election of President Donald Trump according to the Democracy Institute/Sunday Express poll released on Tuesday. As Breitbart News reported, the poll's head-to-head matchup showed Trump and presumptive Democrat nominee Joe Biden in a popular vote tie, 47-47%, with Trump lead projected in the Electoral College vote 309-229. The poll of 1,500 likely voters was conducted between July 1 and July 3 and has a 2.5% margin of error. Crosstab details obtained exclusively by Breitbart News show Trump with near-unanimous support from evangelical Christians, with 90% saying they will vote to re-elect the president while only 8% said they will vote for Biden. The complete breakdown of presidential preferences by religious affiliation from the poll is as follows. Evangelicals, 90% Trump, 8% Biden. Protestants, 56% Trump, 42% Biden. Catholics, 52% Trump, 44% Biden. Jewish, 28% Trump, 61% Biden. Atheists, 8% Trump, 90% Biden. When asked about religious affiliation, 27% of respondents self-identified as evangelical, 25% identified as Protestants, 23% identified as Catholic, 3% identified as Jewish, 14% identified as atheists, and 8% had no affiliation. 78% of self-identified evangelicals were white, 7% were black, and 9% were Hispanic. In the 2016 presidential election, 81% of the white born-again evangelical vote went to Donald Trump, according to Pew Research. As Breitbart News reported in 2017. In his new book, The Day Christians Changed America, Dr. George Barna, a leading researcher on the intersection of faith, culture, and politics, argues that Christian conservatives put Donald Trump in the White House. When all the hyperbole is stripped away, and the countless actors who played minor roles are done pontificating about how it was they who shaped the November 2016 outcome, the empirical evidence shows that it was Christian conservatives, especially an unheralded group known as SAGECONS, an acronym for Spiritually Active, Governance-Engaged Conservatives, who pushed the Trump-Pence tandem to the top of the mountain, Barna says. SAGECONS, Barna says, while constituting 10% of all voters, cast their ballots for Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton by a 93% to 1% margin, and that overwhelming margin turned the tide for Trump in key swing states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and North Carolina. According to Barna, 17% of 2016 voters were evangelicals, 10% in the group he called SAGECONS and 7% in the group he called evangelicals but not SAGECONS. SAGECONS had a 91% turnout rate and voted for Trump over Clinton by a 93% to 1% margin. Evangelicals but not SAGECONS had a 61% turnout rate and voted for Trump over Clinton by a 79% to 18% margin. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News in 2019, Jerry Falwell Jr., president of Liberty University, predicted that President Trump would win more of the evangelical Christian vote in 2020 than he did in 2016. Jerry Falwell Jr., president of Liberty University, predicted an increase in evangelical voters supporting President Donald Trump in 2020's presidential election, joining SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday for an interview with host Matt Boyle. "I think 83% of evangelicals voted for him in 2016, and I think in 2020 it'll be an even higher percentage," he explained. Falwell Jr. went on, "Even evangelicals were disillusioned by the moderate Republican administrations of the last few decades. They voted on social issues back in those days, and they finally realized that there was never really going to be any change on social issues. So they stopped voting on social issues, and instead now they vote on the same issues that all average Americans who supported Trump vote on, bringing jobs back to this country and fair trade deals." More recently, Vice President Pence told Breitbart News last week that the right to life, an issue of highest importance to evangelical Christians, is among the important conservative issues that will continue to come before a Supreme Court that may see a number of vacancies over the next 4 years. Vice President Mike Pence told Breitbart News exclusively that he and President Donald Trump consider the U.S. Supreme Court one of, if not the most, important issue in the upcoming presidential election, saying there may be nothing that rises to the level of appointing justices to the highest court in the land. Asked during an exclusive interview on Thursday that aired on Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM 125 The Patriot Channel about the possibility of several vacancies in the next presidential term, Pence said he and Trump know how important this is to many Americans. There may be no issue more important to the life of the nation than the destiny of the Supreme Court, Pence said. As we learned in the recent disappointing decision on the right to life, I hear conservatives around the country understand now more than ever that we need 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House. We've confirmed more than 200 judges to our federal courts, and that includes 2 justices to the Supreme Court. And I can tell you that each and every one of them are exactly the kind of conservative jurist that President Trump promised to appoint in the election of 2016. Some recent polls have shown a different trend among evangelicals, as Politico reported in May. A sudden shift in support for Donald Trump among religious conservatives is triggering alarm bells inside his re-election campaign, where top aides have long banked on expanding the president's evangelical base as a key part of their strategy for victory this November. The anxiety over Trump's standing with the Christian right surfaced after a pair of surveys by reputable outfits earlier this month found waning confidence in the administration's coronavirus response among key religious groups, with a staggering decline in the president's favorability among white evangelicals and white Catholics. Both are crucial constituencies that supported Trump by wide margins in 2016 and could sink his re-election prospects if their turnout shrinks this fall. The polls paint a bleak picture for Trump, who has counted on broadening his religious support by at least a few percentage points to compensate for weakened appeal with women and suburban populations. One GOP official said the dip in the president's evangelical support also appeared in internal party polling, but disputed the notion that it had caused panic. Another person close to the campaign described an April survey by the Public Religion Research Institute, which showed a double-digit decline in Trump's favorability among white evangelicals, minus 11, white Catholics, minus 12, and white mainline Protestants, minus 18, from the previous month, as pretty concerning. In a political landscape where poll results are increasingly seen as more of a vehicle to establish a political narrative than as an honest attempt to measure true voter sentiment, the results of the Democracy Institute/Sunday Express poll suggest that a Trump-friendly counter-narrative backed by substantive survey results is developing.